relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Dear friends, the fight to stop abortion has only just begun. At this critical time, when it goes back to the States, you need to have as much rhetorical ammunition as possible. That's why I urge you to watch the award-winning movie, The Matter of Life, that cuts through the rhetoric and the hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. It has been hailed the best pro-life movie ever. You can watch it. You can download it right now at salemnow.com. That's The Matter of Life. We must redouble our efforts. The battle has just been joined. The movie is The Matter of Life. Go today to salemnow.com. First guest of the day, co-founder, CEO of that amazing website we love so much. Great content there every day. It's The Federalist, and he's Sean Davis. Sean, it's been a long time. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
All right, got to ask first. I didn't rehearse this. I was just looking at my notes. Have you seen Top Gun?
Absolutely.
Good. I just wanted to make sure, because we could even discuss that. It has broken $1 billion. Wokeness is in trouble. $1 billion for Top Gun Maverick in just the last couple of weeks. But let's stick on the topic we invited for you here today. Let's get the left's reaction, the mainstream lying media's reaction to the announcement from Friday. This is this giant of a man. He doesn't even qualify as a rhino. Joe Scarborough, Cut 6.
Even the language, there is a violence to the reasoning. We win, you lose.
Yeah.
We're taking away these rights, and there's nothing you can do about it. Please, if somebody disagrees with me, please let me know where a court has overruled a right that's been in place for 50 years and done so in such such an aggressive manner with absolutely no grace and absolutely no outreach to their legal or ideological opponents.
Sean Davis, the violence of this 70-page decision that I'm sure you have read as well as I have, the aggression and the lack of grace. The left saying conservatives have no grace. Your reaction?
Well, I got to tell you, the side that has no grace is the one that refuses to recognize the humanity of innocent unborn babies, and they're the last people on earth that I ever want to hear that word come from. Ideologically, morally, there's no real difference between abortion, which has taken lives, I think, of something from 60 million to
yes.
70 million babies over the last 50 years.
In America, in America alone, 800,000 a year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This what happened on Friday is on par with the Emancipation Proclamation. In the pantheon of American history, it is one of the greatest things ever to have been done in the face of unspeakable evil. Just like the Emancipation Proclamation finally recognized the humanity and infinite value of millions of lives of people who were treated like labor and treated like property wrongly. For decades, we've finally recognized what we all know to be true, which is these babies are people and they have the same rights that we do. And praise God that that horrific decision, which led to the deaths of tens of millions of babies, is now in the ash heap of history.
Yeah, fabulous way of putting it, that it is ranks up there with the Emancipation Proclamation. That's why you should follow this gentleman, Sean M. Dav, on Twitter. He's got a rather good Twitter game. That's Sean M. D-A-V and thefederalist.com. Sean, what happens now? What is your expectation? We've seen violence over the weekend. We of course, are in a midterm election year. Does this become by dint of the disastrous Biden 16 months behind us, does this issue become the campaign issue for the left? And if so, to what end, if the Supreme Court has already spoken?
They may want to do that. I don't think it's going to amount to much of anything in election results in this November. For number one, for those voters who care about abortion more than anything else, more than the economy, more than inflation or crime or immigration or taxes, they've already sorted themselves into their camps. If you're pro-life and you were waiting with bated breath for decades for this decision, there's no doubt about where you're going. And if you're on the left and you view this decision as horrible because you want to be able to kill babies up to and maybe even beyond the moment of crowning, you are already on the left. So it is a political matter looking at the November elections. I don't think this is going to have any effect at all because people have already sorted themselves kind of where they want to be. And then number two, when you look at the poll numbers on what people care about, look, obviously people care about abortion politics. It's why Roe v. Wade was such an awful, infectious thing in our politics for the last 50 years. But when you look on what people really care about this election, they're super worried about the economy. They're super worried about inflation and gas prices and crime and illegal immigration. And sorry, Democrats, whatever they've been smoking that told them that somehow this was going to be what saved them, It ain't. They're in trouble.
I hope that is correct. We're not psychiatrists, Sean, but I have to ask you to react to what we've seen over the weekend again and again and again. Not only was there a pregnant woman outside the Supreme Court with a massive belly, which had written on her belly, "Not a human yet." I mean, just mind-numbing indoctrination. There are so many reports, there's even video, Sean, of pro-abortion protesters there with their little children wearing political T-shirts and what have you. What does that tell us about the place that this party has sunken to?
Well, first off, the baby inside that woman is not human. Exactly what species was she fornicating with?
Good question.
It's always amused me.
Good question.
It's always amused me. If the baby is not human, what species is she? And if she's not alive, why do you need to kill it?
Right.
We all know that's absurd. Even that person knows that's absurd. What they're actually saying is, I don't believe that this person inside me is entitled to the same rights I have, because if that were the case, it would be inconvenient for me. And when you take that into account, it makes clear that while we think this is a political battle, it's actually not. It's a spiritual battle. There's clearly an otherworldly element here. And what I saw over the weekend in the reactions from the left was just was purely demonic. I mean, if you saw the anger and the rage, it being told that, you know what, in this state you may not even live in, they're not going to kill unborn babies there anymore. The rage there can only be spiritual in nature. And because of that, I just kind of look at that and think, boy, am I thankful that I'm not the only one fighting this, that there's a God much bigger than me behind all of it. And I know that in the end, I'm going to win because he's going to win.
Yeah, it is a spiritual war. Thank you, Sean Davis. Last question. You've changed the header on your Twitter account. It's some sheet music. It's been 35 years since I could read sheet music. What is the music on the top of your Twitter account?
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad I asked you. Follow this man, Sean M. Dav, Sean M. D. A. V. and thefederalist.com. He is the CEO and the co-founder of that superb website. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The core board is absolutely full. What happened to Sam the Liberal, Jeff? We lost Sam 3 times. He's got no staying power. So pathetic. Alex, Jim, Nancy, Phil, Glenn, don't go anywhere. This is America First.
This is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. President. Very, very kind. The woke crowd seized control of America's public schools over the decades and our colleges. Now a minority of loud woke voices are trying to take over America's corporations and businesses. From Disney to American Express, more companies are taking positions on political issues that they have no business taking. That's why I'm excited to report that our friends at the Job Creators Network are on the case. They're pushing back against the leftist cultural warriors in fighting inside the corporations, but they need help fighting back. Learn what you can do. Go to rockthewoke.com to find out your role in the culture war. Disney and others have heard from woke America. It's time they heard from the rest of us. That's the Job Creators Network's new website, rockthewoke.com. That's rockthewoke.com. Sadly, Biden has signed the new gun control legislation. It is law. Will it make a difference? How do we stop school shootings? We have a very special guest on the line. He was connected with us through a friend, Jim Fuller, the premier gunsmith, or one of the premier gunsmiths that customizes AKs. And his name is, do we have him on the line? Rob Young?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you, sir?
Hey, very well, very well. Rob, you have an amazing story to tell. So I'm going to ask you what happened to you in January of 1986, and then what happened to you in May of 2016?
Yeah, it was actually January of 1989, January 17, 1989. I was a first grade at Cleveland Elementary School in Stockton, California. And morning, I was one of 29 students who was injured when a gunman entered on our campus during recess. He was armed with an AK-47 and a 9mm, and he took aim on us, you know, children, as we played on the playground. Five of my classmates were killed that day, and I was shot twice that day. I had a round travel through my right foot. When I hit the ground, I had another round hit the pavement in front of me, and I still have a very large piece of that bullet in my chest to this day.
And, how old were you, Rob?
I was 6.5 years old at the time.
And who, tell us about the shooter, Patrick Purdy. Who was he? What was his connection to the school? And did anybody work out why he did what he did?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, he did what most cowardly active shooters do. And as the police arrived, he ended up ending his own life after his own evil deed there. And so nobody really knows. He was a student at that school at one time. He was a drifter, from what I understand and what I read up about him. He grew up in and out of the, you know, the criminal system, was arrested several times, had some mental health issues. You know, just was a very, very violent person. Went around a few days before the shooting and was bragging in bars that he was going to make history.
And then, well, he did. Tell us what happened to you May 2016, Rob Young.
So in 2016, I was I've been a police officer for several years. I actually started my career for the Stockton Unified Tournament.
Sorry, we lost you there. We lost you there for a second. You started your career where?
Yeah, I started my career with the Stockton Unified School District Police Department in 2004. I actually went and patrolled with the department that actually patrolled Cleveland Elementary and 55 other schools. But in 2007, I transferred to the Bay Area, and I was working in the Bay Area for about 9 years. And in 2016, I was working patrol, and a call came out that there was a gunman walking through a neighborhood, and he was shooting at passing motorists and people walking their dogs and everything else. And my partner and I were about 4 or 5 blocks away, and we responded. And ultimately, I was one of 6 shooters who confronted this gunman. And we gave him every opportunity to drop the gun. And unfortunately, we ended up having to neutralize that threat when he raised on us. And thankfully, you know, in that incident, it didn't really make the news a whole lot because no innocent people were hurt. The only person that was hurt and killed that day was the suspect. But, you know, it was a real eye opener for me and the importance to train. And you know, I felt like my story kind of came full circle because I've trained active shooter response for years.
All right, so you've been on both sides of this scenario. As a child, you've been the victim of a school shooter. Now, as a peace officer, as a safety officer, you've dealt with active shooters. So you are the best qualified. Tell us in a couple of minutes, what is your response to events like Uvalde or the one you lived through? What are we not doing that we should be doing, Officer Young?
We're not training enough. You know, our schools are a soft target, and, you know, we need to do more with, you know, people. They complain about, you know, we don't want our schools looking like prisons, and there's a way to do that without it. I mean, you worked at the White House. It's a beautiful, beautiful property. You know, it doesn't look like a prison to me, but it's very hard to get on that campus and on that property. Mm-hmm. You know, with our schools, we're not taking this into consideration, and, you know, I'm tired of the media jumping up and people calling for more gun control. You're never gonna rid society of evil. And that's the conclusion that I've come to. You know, we need to do a better job in law enforcement with training and equipping our police officers. We need to have police officers on campus. We need to have more police officers and more security personnel on campuses. We need to, we need to funnel access to and from. And there's ways to do it. And again, our campuses are way too soft.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer, you know, of the gun is not the problem. The gun is the equalizer. And there are plenty of people that work in our school districts that have the training and the fortitude and the mindset to run towards evil when evil enters that campus and to engage that threat and to keep that suspect or those suspects, you know, engage with these personnel rather than on our children.
Yeah.
You know, I tell the story of a friend of mine, Rick Moreno, who served 30 plus years in law enforcement. And he and I were both sergeants together during his last 5 years.
We've only got a minute left, Rob. You got to make it quick.
Sure. And, you know, this guy went into public teaching after law enforcement, and he couldn't carry his gun on campus when he was a teacher. But yet 6 months prior to that, he was expected to.
Yeah, that's insane.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, and your point is well taken that, you know, the White House doesn't look like a prison, but it is one of the most secure facilities in the world. Point well taken. Where can people find out more about you and your story, Rob?
Yeah, on Instagram, you can go to Rob James Young. And on Facebook, you can go to Rob James Young Official. I'm going to be posting some content. I have a podcast launching soon, and I'm sure you'll hear more from me. And I would like to, you know, collaborate with you more.
So. All right, say hi to Mr. Fuller. We appreciate the connection, Rob James Young and Rob James Young Official. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't done so already, register for our Stand with Israel tour. 10 days later this year, we are going to the Holy Land with the director of 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza, my Salem colleague. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Reserve your places by calling 855-565-5519. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going because they've dropped all the COVID requirements. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. Here's my guy. Good
Thank
job.
You,
How's President. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. So excited. I'm still coveting my new LGBTQ mug. Literally just arrived in the studio. Thank you, Randy, for delivering it. We are totally LGBTQ here. This is Pride Month. Get yours today. It stands for, of course, Let's Get Biden to Quit. You can get your T-shirts, your mugs at SebGorkaStore.com. This is really nice. I'm going to have my morning tea in this, I think. LGBTQ, Let's Get Biden to Quit. Dear friends, you need to get yours today. How... brainwashed. How indoctrinated are these sheeple outside the Supreme Court and burning down pregnancy centers and churches across America? I found this on the interwebs over the weekend. A young man was asking these protesters about bodily autonomy, sovereignty for your body, my body, my choice. And they got a little confused. Cut three.
What's important is bodily autonomy, the same right men have always had. We just want equal rights, the right to govern our own bodies, just like men have always had. It's that simple.
Do you support the right for people to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's irrelevant.
Right? My body, my choice.
You're right. It's not irrelevant.
Yeah, but one saves lives.
You're right. It's not irrelevant. One of them is going to be in a pandemic state. Right? A state of emergency, which we all know laws change during a state of emergency.
Do you agree with the statement or the principle of my body, my choice?
Yes, absolutely. Bodily autonomy is a human right. Healthcare is a human right. Access to healthcare should not be something that is dictated by the Supreme Court.
During the pandemic, did you support people's right to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's a difficult conversation.
Do you support bodily autonomy in other situations? For example, the COVID vaccine mandates.
The vaccine mandates, we've been mandated to get vaccines for years and years and years.
So you do support in that situation people not having control of their bodies?
That's not having not control of your bodies. Like, I don't understand.
Do you think it is important for people to have medical and health control over their own body?
Yeah, it's good for them. It's good for everybody.
You didn't support the mandates?
I did. I do support the mandates, yeah.
Isn't that mandate that people have to get the vaccine so they don't have control over their own body?
Vaccinations are good for people.
But in that case, you don't have control, right, if there's a mandate?
No, they don't have to get it. They just...
You can't go anywhere or do anything, right?
You just can't have a job. You don't have a right to a job.
Everybody should have a right to do what they want with their bodies.
Do you support the people's right to choose not to get the COVID vaccine?
I'm not... doing that.
I'm not doing that because bodily autonomy if I'm committing murder, but not if it's a vaccine being injected into your body. It's complicated, isn't it, snowflakes? Dear friends, we have a special guest, somebody who has decided to jump into the arena. Crazy, crazy decision, I know. She's a candidate for the governorship of Colorado. Heidi Gunnall, welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me, Sebastian. Boy, that was quite a reel. I'm a regent at the University of Colorado, so I deal with college kids all day long, and that's spot on. It's spot on. We tried to stop the mandates at CU, and it was really difficult. They thought it's all about body choice, but not vaccine choice.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated. Especially, I love the look on their faces when he says, "What about vaccines?" Yeah, they haven't done a lot of thinking in college or anywhere else. Okay, you have been recommended to us by our good friend, the Baron Boris Epstein. But first, before we talk about your decision, your crazy decision to get involved in politics, tell us, our millions of listeners, a little bit about yourself. What is Camp Bow Wow?
So Camp Bow Wow is a doggy daycare franchise. I started it back in 2000 after my first husband and I dreamed it up. He tragically died in a small plane crash, so I carried the dream forward and built it into the largest pet care franchise in the country, and was so blessed to hang out with dogs all day, but also to help other entrepreneurs start a company that they loved. Hundreds of franchises around dogs, and then sold it a few years ago and decided to give back and protect the American dream for others, and ran into the regent race, which is a statewide election here in Colorado. And I actually beat one of the most formidable Democrats out there, one of Jared Polis, our current governor's right-hand gals. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take Jared Polis on now and get our beautiful state back and beat him for the governorship.
All right. So tell us, what is your message to the people of Colorado? What's different and why they should support you, Heidi?
Well, I've been part of the movement since the Tea Party to the Trump White House to today. And I think it's all about freedom, getting our freedom back. I like to say the only thing I'll mandate as governor is freedom. We've got to trust the people of Colorado again and of America to make good decisions for their lives, their businesses, their families, and get the government out of our way as small business owners and parents. And mostly I'm a mom on a mission to make sure that we have a beautiful, bright future for our kids ahead. Our schools are a hot mess, so I'm all in on school choice. They're learning nonsense in the classroom, so that's my number one issue.
You can find out more, HeidiForGov.com. That's Heidi, F-O-R, Gov.com. What about the transgender issue? Where do you stand on that? And what is the role of the governor when you step into that role, God willing?
I've got to make sure that we give power back to parents to have those really sensitive conversations. There should absolutely not be conversations about sex ed in kindergarten through second, third grade. That's a bunch of nonsense and it shouldn't be happening. So the most important thing I can do as governor is make sure that we have transparency in the classroom so that parents know what's going on and then give them all in on school choice so they have access to the funding to take their kids out of the schools and have homeschool, micro school, religious school, private school, whatever works for them to educate their kids in a way that aligns with their values and teaches them how to read, write, and do math. Imagine that.
What a crazy idea, actually teaching kids. How's the campaign going?
It's good, except the Democrats and Jared Polis, our current governor, have put $3 million into picking their primary opponent. So I'm running against one other guy, and he has quite a record, and I know I can win. I can beat Jared Polis, and so does he. So he's trying to pick the other guy as his opponent in the general election. So we've got about a day left to get this done, and it's all hands on deck trying to beat back the millions of dollars the Democrats are trying to play with our election.
All right, support this lady. She was named one of Fortune magazine's 10 most promising entrepreneurs. She is a go-getter. She's about freedom. She's on the University of Colorado's Board of Regents. Support her, Heidi Ganahl. It is HeidiForGov.com. That's Heidi, F-O-R, Gov.com. God bless and good luck. Your call's next here on America First. Come to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but also people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. My hip pain is gone. Whether it's your back, your shoulder, your knee, whatever it is, order today. You deserve to know. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands, tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
thank
job.
You,
how's
President.
Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back. This is America First. We may have won on Friday, but it's just one battle. Now, the issue of protecting the unborn goes back to the states, and we have to fight to protect the most vulnerable. Right now at SalemNow.com, we are hosting perhaps the best movie, pro-life movie out there. It's called The Matter of Life. It cuts through the rhetoric and the hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. Educate yourself, refill yourself with the rhetorical ammunition we need for phase two of this battle that will define our civilization. That is The Matter of Life at SalemNow.com, The Matter of Life at SalemNow.com. We have evergreen cuts. Some of these cuts, because of the breaking news, become all the more pertinent again. Here is the man who is supposed to provide for America's homeland security, talking about the border regime that we built under the Trump administration and that he dismantled. Play cut.
And numbers could rise further from confusion over recent court orders and as smugglers continue to peddle misinformation to make a profit. We are prepared. The Department of Homeland Security is executing its comprehensive whole-of-government plan to manage current and potential increases at our border in a safe, orderly, and humane way.
A safe, orderly, and humane way. Let's talk to somebody who's not a politician, who's not a liar, a former intelligence professional who's now a senior fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies, the author of America's Covert Border War, Todd Benzman. Welcome back to America First. And tell us, is what we're witnessing southwest of San Antonio safe, orderly, and humane?
Right. Well, what he's talking about is not deterring, stopping, blocking, removing illegally present people at all, like all prior administrations, including Democratic administrations. He's talking about something for the first time that no administration has ever talked about, which is to bring in the most people possible in the quickest, most efficient way possible. And in doing that, when you say things like this, the way the rest of the world reads it is, come on in. There are these enticements. The primary enticement that I attribute, to which I attribute the crash, or I'm sorry, not a crash, the death of more than 50 immigrants, is that the interior of the United States has been turned into a deportation-free zone, or like a sanctuary nation. ICE has not been allowed to deport pretty much anyone except terrorists, and there aren't very many of those, but there are some, and maybe serial killers and that sort of thing, but everybody else is off the hook. And so those people that are inside that tractor trailer, they were at the border being turned back under Title 42, but they were enticed to try to break through the cordon into the interior because it's a deportation-free zone. Those people died reaching for the deportation-free zone that the administration set up on the interior of the country.
And I'm just going on preliminary reports, but the fact that this is a tractor trailer, dead bodies stacked in the back, more than 50, four of them children, and that the actual truck was cloned, the identity of the truck was cloned, means that this is huge, big business, Todd.
Absolutely. Since Title 42 was required to remain in place, since it was put in place, the administration has cut gigantic holes in it for family units, for single, solo, unaccompanied minors, and for pregnant women. And that is the demographic that has created the mass migration crisis beyond all American experience, just those. But by the same token, it kind of kept in Title 42, some of Title 42, and that has really created this kind of sucking sound of, tractor trailers, trying to move people through Title 42 to get the prize, this golden chalice in the interior of no deportation threat at all. Now, that's what it's all about.
You've given us some amazing footage of what you found in Del Rio, the people under the overpass, throwing away their IDs, thousands and thousands of people. You travel, you interview these people. Todd, will you just do a little role play for a second? If you're in Honduras, if you're in Ecuador, if you're in Guatemala, if you're in Haiti, how do you look at America when it comes to immigration policies in the last year and a half? Just put in a nutshell what these people think about the Biden administration and Mayorkas.
Well, the first thing that anyone does is they assess their own situation and they ask who is being let in, who is being paroled into the country. That's going to be families with children under the age of 7. That's going to be Colombians. That's going to be Venezuelans. That single or adult. That's going to be or with single and adult or with families. And you're gonna wonder, am I pregnant? Can I get through as a pregnant woman? And so if you fit these demographics of the people that are being let in, then you're coming. You're going to drop your smuggling fee money on the table, and you're going to gamble that by the time you get to the border, you also are going to be let in. That's pretty much how it works. The people in that truck happen to be the people that were not being let in under Title 42. So they have to reach the place where they'll be safe, and they hire smugglers to get them to those places that are safe, which is really everywhere inside America beyond a 100-mile border zone. That is the Border Patrol's area of jurisdiction officially. So they know that they just have to get past the 100-mile mark and they're home free for years. It'll be next to impossible to ever track them down. That's how you're thinking about it. That's how you're wondering, am I going to put – if I put my money down, am I going to get in? And yeah. If I get in, am I going to stay in? And it's that simple.
Follow this man. You've got to follow Benzman Todd on Twitter. The book is America's Covert Border War. We will continue the discussion. We're going to have Mark Morgan, former commissioner of CBP, on the show as well. God bless you, Todd. A tragic story. It will get worse. Why? Because they just don't care. Sound off today. The lines are open. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. That number again, 833-33-GORKA or 833-334-6752. You're listening to America First on the Salem News Channel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.